For Bree Britt, nothing is more enjoyable, soothing, and fulfilling than working in the kitchen.
I can be in the worst of moods, and once I get started baking, it's just something turns on where I'm just in my whole other world.
Here, she says, she can be innovative and creative.
I like to compare myself to an artist or a painter for his canvas, which I'm the baker, so of course my cupcake room cookies and all my sweet desserts are my canvas. I think I'm going to do something with maybe a banana.
Bree started cooking with her great-grandmother when she was 5 years old.
Well, I've always tried to help them learn to cook.
Bree perfected her great-grandmother's recipes and came up with her own. When she was 12, she told her mother she wanted to open a bakery.
She told me to really think about, you know, the sacrifices and the things that I would have to go through. You know, I wasn't going to be just a normal teenager or a normal kid anymore. So she told me to really think about it.
I thought it was going to be fly by night, something that she just would get tired of eventually once she saw how much work it would be. So my deal was, we'll start online. The only way you can start making money is we'll do it online.
It made enough money that Charmaine Britt became her daughter's business partner. They rented a shop and opened Bree's Sweet Treats. Charmaine runs the store during the day until Bree gets out of school.
I guess it's going to be key line today.
Leo Harrington, a neighboring barbershop owner, comes almost every day.
The flavor, she has all great assortment.
He admires what Bree's accomplished.
I watch her diligence, school and then here, baking all evening, getting ready for the next day.
It's challenging, but Bree says studying and running a business taught her how to better manage her time.
It has also taught me hard work and responsibility, and it has also taught me to be more aware of people and when they come into the store, more friendly, as I can say, it's taught me a lot.
Whether it's vanilla or chocolate, key lime or strawberry, there is a secret behind Bree's recipes.
Her cupcakes are flavored with fresh fruits or more of the extracts, more so than the sugar.
But sugar or not, Bree's treats are sweet enough to keep them coming back for more.
Pretty!
For writer Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.